Easy now. Keeper! Down! Down! Let's hope nobody gets bumped off the bridge. Down! Keeper's a registered border collie. She's 5 years old. I raised her from a puppy. I had her mother and have trained her here on the place. She's, as far as a hired hand, she's more valuable than my husband. Keeper, come. Come. Come on. Right. Working livestock should not be a system of harassing the livestock until you're fed up and then sending the dog in to rip and tear. Here again, you and I could walk out there and the sheep will move away from us, but they aren't going to be panicked because we haven't been behind them with a whip and screaming, yip, 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 you know, and trying to push them through the gate. You have to duck your head here, this little wire. Keeper, bye. Now watch her as she judges where the sheep are moving. Easy, easy. There's a bubble around each animal, including yourself and me, that I call the panic zone. You teach your dog to find that point and work the sheep from the edge of that. If you're working outside of that, you're a little too far away, you're losing control. If you work inside of that, you have the risk of causing panic, at which time, if you panic an animal, you can never predict where they're going to go. They just simply leave that area. It might be straight up, over a fence, through a gate. They may try to go out the corner of a solid barn, all sorts of different things. But if you are aware of that bubble and aware of that panic zone, you can push these sheep anywhere you want them. And it's like people have a bubble too. I usually show people. Now, if I came up like this to you, now I am inside your bubble. You feel a little uncomfortable. You really aren't going to bolt, but it's not where you feel best. Now, if I stand here, that relaxes. It's not so bad. That is your bubble. Antelope, their bubble's about 7 miles in diameter. They have very large bubbles. The sheep will vary. Some days they'll be real docile. If it's a hot day, you'll be able to walk within 6 feet of them. If it's a cool day and the wind's blowing and things are a little spooky, it'll be more like 30 feet.